Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 8th. True Believers. Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
All this week, Derek's teaching looks at how the blood of Jesus redeems us from the hand of the devil. What does that really mean, to be redeemed? And for our part, what do we have to do to make the redemption effective? This statement of Scripture is one that concerns what the blood of Jesus does for us as believers. Let's also look at this verse in Ephesians.
Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him, that is Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Notice, first of all, that to receive these benefits, we have to be in Christ. We have to be true believers in Christ. When we are in Christ, the first thing that we gain is redemption through his blood. To redeem means to buy back or to pay a ransom price. We were formerly in the hands of the devil and we belonged to him. But Jesus paid the ransom price of his blood on the cross to buy us back. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that through his blood I have been ransomed, bought back, and am a true believer in Christ. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.